my beautiful friend Tina A. Wake, and we met through the film industry.
Yep.
Do you remember how long ago that was?
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
I kid you not, some people it feels like longer. It felt like
feels much like we've known each other longer.
For a long, yeah. Yeah. I think the moment I saw you running around on set, I was like, oh, I like her. I want us to chat. I want to see if we actually get along. And then we chatted. I felt like we got along. And then we had a little celebration party. And then your cousin Nui came as well. And I was like, well, that's it. I'm in love with both of them. And then that was it, I think. We just became friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think people who do notice people who do.
Explain?
Like get stuff done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I could tell you get stuff done.
Yeah.
And I like people who get stuff done.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's very good. I haven't heard that one. The reason I invited you here, I want to talk about the film industry. I'm in the film industry. You're in the film industry. And you are, of all the people I've met a lot of very good, very hardworking, very talented people. You are on the top of the list for me. Of very hardworking people who are consistent, constant, and trying the same thing again and again and unique new things again and again. So there's no, like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it doesn't feel like there's a boundary for you of like, I will not do this, I will not try. You're very open, you're very creative, but you've got the business part of show business very forefront in my perception of you. So I just wanted to kind of chat about the film industry, about your thoughts and your experience of where it is, where it ought to be. But do you want to just kind of share a little bit about you?
Yeah. So I think as a writer, I didn't know I was a writer, first and foremost. Like I've always been a storyteller, but I didn't know I was a writer. So when I came back from traveling after a very long time traveling around the world, I wrote a few books just of my experience, you know, my traveling. And then I'm like, oh, I read this article in a magazine once and it said that he was a policeman by day and he was a screenwriter by night. And I was like, that is so interesting. Okay. And I'm like, how hard could it be to be a screenwriter, right? So I borrowed a few books and I started writing.
Mm.
And, you know, my formatting wasn't very good because I didn't really know structure at the time. Mm. But I wrote 22 feature films in that first year. And I didn't know whether that was good or bad. I reread that article a few years later and it took him a year to write his first feature. Mm. But I didn't, for some reason, accept that. I didn't think of that.
Okay.
So then I went over to the US and I thought, okay, there's a group called inktip.com and that's where writers put up their scripts and then producers find the writers.
Are they still around?
They're still around. Okay. It's about $600 a year US.
Jeez, to be on crackers.
This. Yeah, because obviously there's more writers than there are producers with money looking for scripts. But
it's true.
Every week I get, you know, we're looking for a contained feature with a redhead lead. We're looking for a male action, you know, every week. And because I've got so many scripts, I just send off, you know, my log lines. And I've been doing it for years and I've sold 2 short films.
Good job.
Scripts that way. That's but I haven't deal. Sold a feature yet, but I've got 2 producers looking at them at the moment. But that's what happens. But anyway, back to that. So I went over to Inktip, to their big thing that they have every year, and I met all these producers with money, which is great. And out of it, I didn't sell any of my scripts, but I did start writing for a few of these people. So I'm still in contact with a few of the producers over there and I write for them every now and then. Paid, which is good. But yeah, then I'm like, oh, maybe I'm actually good at this. Again, I didn't know I was any good at it. I just thought, isn't everyone, you know, when you've got a talent, you don't realize you've got a talent. Well, that's how it was for me anyway. So anyway, then I came back and I thought, okay, I'll take this seriously. So I think I was telling you before, for me, there's rungs on a ladder of being recognized in your field. And for writing for film, screenwriting was the first step was, I would say I've written 22 features. Oh, but have any of them been made? And I'd be like, no. So I'm not a produced writer. So that was the first rung in the ladder. So then I'm a produced writer because I start making some of my short films. So now I can say I'm a produced writer.
Yeah.
The next step is, were you paid? No, I wasn't paid. So now I'm paid. You know, they're the steps. The next one is, have they won any competitions? The next one is feature. And it just keeps going up and up. And then is it, is it on a platform? You know, that's what level I'm at. I'm in between, I'm a paid produced feature writer that's won a lot of awards, to is it on a platform? And that gap for me is a really big step, but that's what I'm aiming towards, so that it's on Netflix, it's on ABC, something, that little gap there. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, I've probably got another 5 to Academy Award. And so I feel like they're probably little steps, and then the rungs get a bit further away. And it could be 5 years, 10 years, could be 1 year for some people. I don't know. But that's, I'm in between those two rungs at the moment.
That's wonderful. And that's your goal.
That's my goal. I will win an Academy Award. I know I'm talented and I know I'm special, and I also know that I just keep going until I achieve my goals. And I'm sure once I get an Academy Award, I'll go, huh, who cares actually? You know, I feel like once I reach my goals, I didn't actually care about the goal. When I achieve my goal, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm a produced writer now.
What did you care about?
It's the journey. This is the journey. It's just actually the challenging yourself to step outside your boundaries and reach what you achieved. Deep down, you always knew you could reach it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be trying to start with, I feel like. I always knew I would be a successful writer. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So can I ask you what your experience or perception is of someone? That's what you want to be, right? Ultimately, just writer. Because you do lots of things.
Yes.
You don't just write.
No, that's it. Well, I started off as a clapper loader.
Well, clapper loader is?
You know.
Yeah.
On set on my first, like a short film that I did get paid for someone else, and I didn't know what I was doing, got yelled at by the director, cried. I'm like, oh, so mean to Mary. And first thing, always be nice to your crew, was one thing I learned from being not treated nicely. And then just worked my way up to director over 12 years or however long I've been doing this. And I find it's very easy for me to direct stuff that I've written, because I can already see it, because as I'm writing it, I see it. So, but I have been paid as director on other people's stuff too, and I feel like it's a little bit harder for me to direct other people's things, because they have an idea of what they want as well. But, you know, we're flexible, so working it has always worked out. But I also work as production manager or first AD on other feature films so that I can then save that money to then make my own things. But ultimately, you know, for me anyway, I want to make my own stuff. But I really love helping people get there too.
So I find in the way the film industry and the creative industry is, you can't just have a singular focus and talent. So for example, my ultimate is I love acting. I love taking on a new persona of a character and presenting it as best and as respectfully and as well connected to the audience as possible. But I need to have a lot of other things in the bag too. Means to an end.
Yes.
So your means to an end are all the other things that you're very good at and very talented at, but your end is writing. You're a storyteller in with words. You're very good at that. Can you just like share your perception and understanding of film industry in Australia? Like, what's been your experience and what's your understanding of it? Like, because for most of us, it's very hard.
Yeah.
To go down the route of like what is normal and typical.
Well, I feel like because I didn't get into the industry until I was a bit older. So I've worked on a few TV series where there's, you know, hundreds of crews and the producers are all young, mid-20s to 30-year-old girls that haven't got kids and stuff. And as a single mum, you know, I find I get a bit jealous of them. I'm just like, oh, they're so free. And they're like, oh, yeah, we just did, what's it called, Celebrity in Africa. You know, we just come back from that for 3 months and now we're going over to do Love Island in Fiji and we're just, and in my brain I'm just like, oh, I would love to do that, but I can't because I've got kids, you know. So I feel like there's a lot of mentors and there's a lot of things that help the young kids when they come out of film school, but in all honesty, I don't think they're the ones that need the help, because they've got 10 years before they settle down and have a mortgage and kids. They just step from one to the other. I don't feel like it's the young kids that need the help. I personally want to help people over 30 or single parents or older people getting into the industry. I feel like that's more of a challenge because that's what I experienced was.
How do you want to help them?
Well, I don't know if I should say this on this, but in my will, I reached out to Screen Australia and spoke to their legal department, which no one's ever done before, and I've set up a will so that if I pass away, a certain amount of money, a percentage of my estate, goes to helping single women over 40, and that's legally bound now. It's going to be the Tina A. Wake Fund. Yeah, I just feel passionately about helping women over 40.
Wow.
Because when I entered the industry, it was mostly men. I joined a film group. I was one of the only females. They were all excited because there was a woman in there, but anything I said, they kind of downplayed what I said. So it's like they want you there, but then they weren't listening to me. And when I went to America, it was basically men that I met. And every idea that I had, they'd put a male spin on the story. And it was always that the male was the hero. I just felt it was very... Yeah, it was very male-dominated, but it feels like it's changing a bit now. I mean, right. Producers and production teams have always been led by women. Mm-hmm. I'm finding in the different shows and stuff that I work on. Mm. But individually for me, my dream is my absolute goal in life, if you said what would be the dream, would be I make a film, I go traveling for a few months, come back, make one of my films or yes. someone that I love's films, make a film, travel, make a film, travel.
Oh,
that's my dream.
Yeah.
So that's what I imagine every morning, every night. Mm. And having an Academy Award would help that happen.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is, I think we were saying before as well, you not fight, because I don't want to say negative things because I feel like it's so easy to give up. It is easy to give up and say it's too hard. And in a way, maybe that's not what they're meant to do. I'm not giving up. Mm. So when I reach it and I get my Academy Award, everyone will go, oh, my God, how does she do it? Who is this girl? I've never heard of her. And I'll go, well, I'm a 20-year overnight success. Yeah. And I will help everyone behind me.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Is to just bring us all, like we all rise together, right? And then we all help each other.
Mm.
I love that.
Yeah. That kind of makes me think about the whole concept of networking.
Yes.
It's a big word, but it also actually just means making friends. In a way, networking really means making friends to see who is not, it's not just about talent. It's there's a lot of talented people, but also people that can coexist really well together and complement each other and support each other's vision. Of course, you need to make sure it helps your journey in some way. You know, sometimes some people's journey is not just the career element. Sometimes it's the friendship, the connection, the spiritual stuff. But yeah, networking is a big, big deal, isn't it?
Especially, well, it's everything.
It's everything.
This is why people go over to the film festivals every year and to the markets, you know, like Cannes and American Film Market and stuff. Mm. But you can't just go once. I went once with my kids' TV show and I made a lot of connections. But a producer that's had my script for 3 years now, I've ended up giving it to him because he spent $100,000 on getting it developed and everything to the point that he's gotten to. And he got an A-lister attached and everything. So he's still going down that route as a first-time producer. He's been in the industry 30 years in animation. It's an animation.
Wow.
He's been in animation but in the corporate space. So this is his first narrative animation. Mm. And so he's finding a lot of closed doors because no one knows who he is. Mm. But the joke of it is, and we all know that, as soon as someone does know who you are, then they say, what else have you got? So it's almost like you get as much money as you want once you've achieved your goal.
So, yeah.
But leading up to that, it would have been nice to have had the money to help you get there sooner.
Right, right. Oh, okay.
Right? Yes, like I want money now for my film, as you do, as we all do.
Yeah.
But it's only when we win the Academy Award, then they go, oh, here's your money, here's your money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, okay, on that note, I have a question here.
Yeah.
What would we want? Because we, right now, like you said, we want money to make our stories, to make our films. Where do we go to get money?
Well,
that's a hard
what I'm finding, there's no answer to that because it depends what your story is about. Mm. But what I am finding, so my next film that I'm focusing my energy on is about a woman in her 20s with cerebral palsy. Mm. And so because I don't have cerebral palsy, whoever is the lead with cerebral palsy will become my co-writer and she will, you know, write it to be a lived experience more than just my perception because I worked in disability teaching filmmaking for a while. Mm-hmm. So I have my perception of what it might be, but then they will come on with lived experience and then it will be an authentic story. And I feel like then for this particular story, we can go out to Cerebral Palsy Australia. We can go out to people that care about helping people with disability become visible you know? And so that's where I will be getting the money from in this case.
Yeah.
I feel like Screen Australia comes in to give you the gap, but they're not, they are never the ones that just give you all the money. Mm-hmm. They want to see that you've got money from here, 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 and here. And then they'll go, okay, this is your last 20 grand, yeah. 100 grand. We'll give you that. But this yeah. will be my first film trying to go for $1 million, actually $1 million and have $1 million.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that we can pay everyone properly. We can do it properly.
Yeah. Are there places that you can recommend or that you know of where in the beginning creative stages, so whether it's starting with a pitch deck, starting with an outline of a script or the actual script, are there places that people can go to try to get funding? Because those things take time and it takes money to be able to make them. It's very difficult to do that with a full-time job and your life being full-time. So is there somewhere you would recommend that you know of that people can go to try to get that kind of support and financial help to get, no?
If we knew that, we'd all be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In all honesty, though, Screen Australia does offer pre-development funding.
Yeah.
And I heard from other friends that they got money on their 8th draft of the script.
Oof.
So it's almost like anything nowadays, you know, you've got to show that you've got an audience, you've got to show that you've put in a lot of work. And like anyone you ever meet, if you see someone that's working really hard and have spent 2 years doing something and it's their passion, you're more likely to help that person
right.
than someone who hasn't really put much effort in and is just hoping for a handout.
Okay.
So I think any of the screen bodies or anyone that's ever going to give you funding wants to see that you've put in the work, because they want to see that you're going to use their money wisely. Because if there was a funding body, for example, that just gave it out without having you to prove yourself, people would just go, oh, thanks for the money and not finish the film, or thanks for the money and not make a very good film, or thanks for the money and, you know, not make use of what they were given. So, I mean, we would, but not everyone would. Yeah.
So you have more experience with Screen Australia than I do, but what you're talking about is the developing funding, the 10,000 range that I believe.
20, yeah.
10 to 20, yeah. Starting
for a draft of your script.
For a draft of your script.
Which could be towards a writer's room. It could be towards getting in specialists that might, like, say it's about police that come in and help with specialist elements.
Yeah.
It could be for, they could also give you money, but not very often, for a trailer, to make a trailer.
So there's a concept. A lot of people apply for that. So for someone who's developing a story and wanting developing funds, they can go to various bodies, and we're talking about Screen Australia. Again, I'm learning here. They can fill in the application, and it's a long application, really long application. And if they do give you the money, it has to be accounted for.
It then comes out of your budget. Like, so there's pre-development, there's pre-production, there's development, which means you're filming, and then there's post-production.
Mm.
So in your next step, if they gave you the money, and they're more likely to support projects that they've started with the route, which would be that first one.
Okay.
So then your second one, you go, okay, now the script is finished. We're in pre-production. Our budget is $1 million.
Mm.
We've got 880,000 ourselves from all these different places. So yeah. Now we've got a gap of 120.
Yeah.
Will you give us that 120?
Yeah.
And already that 20 grand that you gave them is absorbed into that. So now it's that $1 million.
Yeah.
Has that 20 grand in there for writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you ever received?
I haven't yet, but I feel like this cerebral palsy one is a good one.
It's good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who've applied, if not pretty much everyone I know in the industry who's applied. And I haven't yet met someone who's received. So.
Because you know why? Another thing too is when you start looking into it, and this is why we got knocked back once. They say, right, now tell us about your team. And none of us have got anything on a platform. You know how I said there's that gap?
Yes.
They look at all the awards that we've made, but they're not the awards that they consider. Toronto Film Festival, Berlin, Cannes. They're the awards that they say, if you're an award-winning screenwriter, that's what they think is an award-winning screenwriter. They don't think all the festivals that I've won are an award-winning screenwriter.
This is a problem.
So there's just a big gap. And you can imagine if there's 300 people that satisfy their criteria of award-winning, you know, have credits that they think are viable. There's 300 people that are not dying. They're still in the industry for another 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
Who's going to keep getting the money? This is what's happening.
Yeah.
And we come up and we're like knocking on the door, but these people don't want to give up their right to those people.
No.
So it's just a hierarchy at the moment. So we've got to wait for those people to die.
Yeah. No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to, I guess I'm trying to, not actually, but I'm trying to manipulate the conversation towards, might as well just come out and say it. It would be great to be able to apply for things and not have to jump through a million hoops so that you can get a little bit of assistance, even if you haven't won awards. If you can prove that you've got a good story, it would be nice if someone gave you a few thousand dollars, go, here is money to either pay yourself for having developed that story, or here is money that you can use to develop the story.
Yeah.
But come up with it from the beginning stages.
That would be lovely.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yep. Let's start a fund.
Well, that's where I'm going to head towards that. Yeah. And I want to talk to you about that off camera.
Well, like I said, even if I haven't done it, like my legacy now through Screen Australia in my will is exactly to do that, is to help people get a leg up because, the leg up is hard and that's why people.
It's really hard. And I'm trying to see if I can figure out what to do what would have been really helpful for me. I don't want someone to say to me, put in an application, you have to jump through a million hoops, fill out all these forms. Have you won this? Have you won this award? Have you been recognized? No, I'm nobody right now. I'm just trying to just see if my ideas can be liked, made, you know, brought to life.
Yeah.
And I don't want someone afterwards to go, here's a little bit of money and I need you to do all of these things and put my logo on and all of that. I don't want that. So I want to see if there's going to be some sort of way that I can help someone else do that. Seeing as I don't have that much money, I want to see with what I have, can this be done?
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk afterwards as well. But
well, the advice I've received on a similar thing is that just keep making stuff. Just keep making. And honestly, when I look back at the first stuff I've made, it's not very good quality. And then it gets higher and higher and higher and higher. And you won't realize that you're actually improving each film you make. There's certain little cliche catchphrases of who's your audience, who's your target market.
Anyone who wants to pay for it.
And I used to work in the fashion industry for a long time and some of the most hideous garments, we would go, somebody designed that and somebody has bought that. And I feel like, yes, you can go, who is my target audience and get into all those statistics, which does my head in. Because I write stories because it's popped into my head. And like with anything, there's probably stuff that could be mainstream and there's stuff that could be a little bit more alternative. There's going to be an audience for every single thing. There's not one single thing that's ever been made by someone that someone else hasn't seen or liked. It has to be.
You mean outside of the intended audience?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And for them, it's almost like they keep pigeonholing you. And do you have an LGBTQ person? Do you have a disabled person? Do you have? And there's so many boxes that you're ticking that it's almost like, is this about a story now or is this about marketability? And unfortunately, it's about marketability and are they going to get their money back?
Yeah. And I think they're wrong. I think they're tone deaf.
They've lost
a lot of these people because I think we've been so dependent on our entertainment to come out of America and other places. And I think we have more than enough great stories and talented people right here. But it's, how do I say it without cutting off any chance of me ever getting funding. basically what I'm trying to say is Australia is the fertile ground of creativity, of really hardworking people with great ideas and great ways of delivery. We just need to come up with a new strategy. It can't be go to Hollywood.
Oh, that was never my strategy. And you know what the was it?
Yeah.
Well, as an actor, maybe. And actually, when I was over in LA for the Inktip, the first one, 12 years ago, whatever, they did say, if you're going to be a screenwriter, you need to be in LA. And I hated LA. I got followed, like I ended up writing a horror based on being followed by these two men in a big white van. I just felt safe. I really didn't like it. And I'm like, please. And that was even 12 years ago. There's the internet. I write for people all around the world. I don't need to be in LA. See that later. But not only that, the people in LA were telling me that we're lucky we have a screen body at all. They just have to always find their own money. It used to be that they get money from a studio. But there's no funding body. There's no American Film Institute or anything like that. So when we say we're applying through Screen Australia, they're like, you have a screen body?
Oh, well, there we go.
So we teach me to be a bit more grateful. I know. We think we're hard done by, but the fact that we have Create New South Wales and we have our local governments that do give money towards creative projects if you know when things are coming up. We do actually. I've been funded through Central Coast Council quite a few times for different projects. 15, 20 grand, you know, it's not nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's some little short films and stuff. So we've had that funding, but we haven't made any money yet from, not made any money, we haven't received any money yet from Create New South Wales or Screen Australia, but we will. And that's the thing. Once you do get your foot in the door, then any other time they take you seriously. So I think it's easy to get annoyed that they're not just giving us the money because I feel like that too, of course. But the thing is, it just means just work harder until they do. Keep applying until they do. Eventually they do. They will know my name by now because I've been applying for 10 years.
I agree. But what I want to add to their existence is other people to help creatives. So I don't want to take away what they're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's working for them. But it would be great if we had... So in the same way, I'm just going to use another example. If we want food, where do we go? What are the two places?
Restaurant.
No. Sorry, groceries is what I should have said. If we want groceries, where do we go?
Supermarket.
What are they called?
Coles or Woolies.
There we go. Just two options.
Yeah.
If we had more options, there'd be more opportunities. There'd be, like, you know, more beautiful films made. We'll be watching more great Australian content. The world would be purchasing our films, our stories, our series. There's just such a great, fertile ground for our finances to go up higher in Australia collectively through the film industry. I want to see if there's a way that I can kind of lead by example and start something new where you can apply, come up with a creative idea. It doesn't matter if you're a seasoned veteran or if you're a newbie. If it's a great idea, if it's unique and if it's yours, here's maybe a few thousand and go for it. Go to the next stage if you want. Once you've gone to the next stage, apply for the next grant and use that money to go to the next stage, to the next stage. Maybe there's a way. Because then the people who decide are the audience, whether they're going to watch it or not.
Yeah, but that's too late by then. You would have had to have given them the money before there was the audience to test.
That's what I mean. I want to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to give them money before there's an audience.
Yeah, yeah.
To see if they're going to get an audience.
Mm. Do you know what I think would be a shortcut to that? Mm. Just thinking of what you're trying to do. So, okay, so now you've made a film.
Mm.
The next step to either getting it into cinema or onto a platform is a distributor. So even if you've made a film, then we go, oh, I see this as a Netflix film. How many times have I heard people go, oh, I've got a good idea for a Netflix film? It's like, yeah, whatever. Who hasn't, right?
Yeah.
Every one of my films I think is a Netflix film. So, for example, I've finished my feature and so then I'm like, okay, now what? So then you've got this completely edited, finished film. Where do you put it? And the distributor now is the key. So forget Screen Australia. Now you've got to be in with a distributor who has the connections to get it onto Netflix, Stan, if it's good enough, you know, after you've had your festival one and run and you've won festivals that they still don't consider great festivals.
Right.
You've still won festivals.
Yeah.
But the distributor then. So I feel like if you had a distributor already on board when you're giving money to these people, that's actually how they'll get their audience. Because otherwise, even if they make their film, how's the audience going to find them unless it's on something? So the only cheap way to do that is to get straight, you give them money and their stuff goes straight onto your YouTube channel, for example.
Sure.
So that then the funds are going back in, you can see what's been made. That, to me, is a viable solution.
Sure.
But the next step for people that want to elevate more, like I feel like that wouldn't be enough for us. at the level of films we're making, we would then want a distributor already on board to go, right. So what I'm saying is there's a chance to maybe reach out to some distributors and say, you love indie film, why don't you let us set up this thing? We will, you know, do 20 short films a year that guarantee to go through your platform. But you watch what happens. I can already see it. Is we're laughing at how Screen Australia go, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
We're going to be going, no, 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 no. Because you want to know that they can do what they're saying. You don't just want to give $2,000 to someone who's going to, can't swear, can I? Muck around with it and not do anything.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't need them to reach a distributor?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to think about from the beginning stages. If someone has a great idea and they can do a good job at putting it into a pitch, I want to give them the money for just having done the pitch.
I love you.
And then if they go, hey, I'm going to use that to write the script so I can apply to the next grant you're offering, the script grant, maybe a few thousand dollars there, and they send a good script and they've done a good job. I don't care what their name is. I don't care what they've done, what they haven't done.
Hmm.
If it's good, then yeah, here's your money. Go on a holiday if you want. Or you can go put it towards making a proof of concept, a short for it. So now you might have $10,000. Having done the pitch, having done the script, you've got $10,000 now. I don't care. I genuinely don't care if you never put my company or where the money came from. If you don't want me to put, I don't care. Here's your money. You've done the job. That's what I want to do.
Okay, great.
Yeah. That's okay that other people want to do it differently. It's, and I understand that even I'm going to get a few options of stories and I'm going to go, I don't like the way you've done that. I don't like that story. I get it. And that's fine. Everybody has the right. If you're putting your own money on the table, you have the right to say yes or no to whatever. But I don't want to... I personally don't want to do it like the way it's been done so far. I want to try something new. I want to see if someone I gave a few thousand dollars to for the original concept ends up winning an Oscar and never mentions my name. Great. Don't mention my name. I want you to succeed. Why do I want you to succeed? Because we have such beautiful, fertile ground here. When you succeed, I'm succeeding because you're an Aussie. And I don't want to give money to anyone but Australian.
Nice.
As long as you're Australian, you're over 18, that's who I want to give money to. Because this is my country. This is my people. I don't hate anyone else. Everyone else should help their own country.
Yep.
I want to do that for my Australians.
Great.
I mean, you already know that I'm a green card holder for the US, right? I love the US. And if I can get citizenship in every other country, I will. Any country that welcomes me, I'm going to work hard for them. Australia welcomed me, I'm going to work like a dog. I have been working like a dog for Australia to represent Australia well, and to keep learning and to keep being humbled. And I hate the humbled part, but it's good for me. but I want to help Australians and I don't want to do it because people have helped me so much throughout my life. I am here because so many people have helped me and I haven't been able to give them credit. Some I don't even know their names. Some are forgotten. Some I'll never forget. But what can I do except like just I'm so thankful. But they didn't ask for a credit. They didn't ask for me to put a thank you at the end of my movies for them or stories. I want to do that. How about we keep doing that for the next generation, and not be like, no one did it for me. So I'm not going to do it for anyone. Okay.
No.
Like move on. You're already wasting air in this world if you're doing that.
Well, I'm doing the same thing as you, but in a different way.
Absolutely. That's so what I feel I want.
Like I want to. Work, get there, and then look back and go, okay, everyone, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, Tina, you are such a, I hope you don't get offended, a mother hen. You take people with you. When you gel, when there's peace with that person, you take people with you. And you're not so critical. You're very forgiving and very easygoing. You look over things a lot. And I definitely want to be more like that. But when you get there, you're just going to, I don't know if you have to look back, you'll just be looking around. There'll be a billion people who just love you and support you and just cheering you on and not going, can I have a credit?
No, but they'll get one.
I mean, that goes without saying, but even if they don't, that's, That's not the point of our existence, isn't to get credit for everything. It's the joy of just helping other people in the way everybody helps us.
I like about what you're doing, because I remember you were talking about acting as well, is that you're looking back at your life going, I wish that was available for me, so I want to make it available for other people, like for actors, young people. I remember saying 13 to 17.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at it at the screen point of view of how can I help that as well. And whether you're at that stage in your life now that you can offer that, I don't know. And whether you will be next year, whatever, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're having that seed that you want to help other people, I think is, it will channel into whichever way that ends up looking.
Yeah.
Because you might not be able to do what you're asking in 10 years and for 10 years. But the fact that you're planting the seed now, it's all the energy around it is helping other people, which is similar to my philosophy too. And I feel like you will be a success because the energy around what you're trying to do isn't just about you. It's about all the other people as well, which is beautiful, darling.
Thank you.
You'll get there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch and as long as we don't give up, man, like it's so easy to give up.
It is easy to give up, but it's really hard to give up. When something is just like bubbling inside your heart,
it's burned.
Like
we'll never give up.
How do you give up on that?
You can't.
You just kind of go, maybe I'll try this a little bit more, or maybe I'll try a different way. And then as long as you're okay with, you know, learning that your way was wrong and there's a possibly better way, you'll be fine.
Yeah. But there's so many, how long's a piece of string in the film industry? Like, you know, people go, oh, how much does it cost to make a short film? I'm like, well, what's it about? Where is it set? How many?
How much money do you have?
How much? If you have $1 million, we'll spend $1 million for your short film about two people in a room. Don't worry.
Jackie Chan will be in it. Actually, that's not enough to get him on a short.
No, probably not. Yeah. But that's it, right? Yeah. Like there's so many paths that you kind of almost have to create for yourself because there's no one way to do anything in film anyway.
Yeah.
And almost in any creative industry, like music, film, dancers, theatre.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one path where you just go, you do this, you get there, you do that, you study this, now you're successful.
Well, that's what I wanted. That's what I love talking about, that some of us don't realise that there's not just one path until somebody says it. Like, wait a minute. Oh, I've always been taught or told, or the perception and experience I've had is it's the one path. So I'll keep going the one path. And we're trying to say, no, let's figure out new paths. Let's brainstorm. Let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's put our experience on the line. Let's try something new. Let's network in a new way. Let's see. Maybe there isn't just the one way. Maybe for you, you'd be the one that is going to lead a new charge. And people are going to go, oh, I'm going to try Tina's way.
Yeah.
And then whenever it tries Tina's way, someone else needs to go, there's other ways.
Yeah.
You know?
But networking is definitely key. Like that first time I ever went to America, they said, we don't know you, so we don't want to buy your script because we don't want to work with you because we don't know you. And I'm like, interesting. Only one guy said that. But other people have said it too when I went to Cannes. They're like, basically we work with – have you ever noticed that big directors work with the same crew all the time? It's because you know that they get it done and there's not one idiot going upsetting absolutely everybody, or one actor absolutely driving everybody insane. So you get your crew and you stick with them.
Yeah.
So networking is key.
I don't want to talk about too many negative things, but for fun of it, without mentioning any names, could you share one bad experience or negative experience you've had with a person on set?
My goodness. I think there's probably only been two sets that I've worked on in 12 years that didn't have at least one person.
Really?
At least. So there's been people that have tried to steal my story, say that it wasn't mine, want credit when they didn't do anything.
Oh dear.
There's been people that have upset people to the point where the actor doesn't want to go on stage, or not stage, but on set, to be opposite that person. There's been people that don't want to kiss the person they meant to kiss. Do I have to do it again? Another take?
Sorry, I get that one.
there's been so many divas, and I mean male and female divas as well, of just making such a big deal on set that what they're doing is so important and fluffing around going, oh, I'm not ready, and coming in to do one more little fluff that they didn't need to do, now we're all behind. Mm. That happens constantly. Whether it's the art department or the makeup artist or the costume person fluffing and wasting time. I could go on and on. There's been directors that have been assholes, absolute assholes to work with, and upset everybody on set. There's also been absolutely beautiful directors that nurture and give people time. There's been beautiful cinematographers that help the director if the director's flailing. Like there's I've had more beautiful people than not, but it does only take one, and I will never work with any of those people that I'm not mentioning again. Mm. And they ask me for a reference and I go, I don't think you want my reference. Like, because I'll be honest. But at the end, if they do ask me, I'll pull them aside. I never say it in front of people. As production manager, like you said, Mother Hen, it's my job to keep everyone happy. Mm. So I don't ever point anything out. And people bitch at me and I go, we're a nice set. We're kind to people. This is kindness, please. Kindness, kindness, kindness. And then they still bitch. You know, you hear everyone bitching in makeup chair especially. You hear everything.
Oh, the makeup.
But I will pull that person aside at the end of the film, not before, because they'll get upset during it. And I say, it would be helpful for you if you would learn how to listen to other people's input, if you would listen to what the director is actually asking you, if you would be more cooperative, if you would stop bringing your personal dramas to the set because you're upsetting everybody, things like that. That would help me as a producer hire you again. But at the moment, I don't think you're ready. And so I'm sorry, but I won't hire you again. I'm just letting you know.
Oof.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
If someone said that to me, I would. You can either go, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, but realize why they're not getting hired again. Mm. Or they can go, well, actually, she said it in a kind way. You know what your faults are.
Yeah.
You know if you've mucked up. Yeah. You know if you've been rude to somebody. It's not a shock if someone calls you on it.
Yeah. My favorite, in a funny way, is when it's spun, things are said in a passive-aggressive way. Mm. Yeah?
Mm.
Oh, Janet, this or that? And I'm like, okay. Because later on they go, I just said this. I didn't say anything. I was just trying to be helpful. I was like, yes, but your timing, my dear. I was on camera.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mine I don't want to say the particular group, but on a set, I've always struggled with this particular group. I'll tell you off set, but it's just, dude, why are they always so gossipy?
Mm.
It's so strange. And I'm like, well, I'm actually working with these people. This is not, how is this helping me?
Yeah.
Like if it's helpful, let me know.
Mm.
But if it's not helpful, you're just having a chin wag and I'm supposed to be in the zone. Yeah, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
I had one person who, this is going to give away, but every time it was like cut and they were coming to do something on set, I won't say what their job was, but they would come and they would just whisper in my ear, like, maybe you can do this and this. I was like, whoa, they're not even a director and they're giving me direction.
Oh, wow.
And I've got a director talking to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the perception you have of what performance you're giving, and then there's the director who's the person who's supposed to lead you, and he was leading me, but then I have this person who's not a director constantly coming.
Wouldn't you just say, you're not the director, piss off?
I tried. I was like, I tried. And I said, that's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll just let the director guide me. And they're like, oh, they got offended.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm just trying to be helpful. Don't get annoyed. I was oh, I'm not annoyed. I'm fine.
Next time you're the director, you can tell me.
Yeah. But it kept going.
Oh, wow.
It was a 3-hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think we figured out that they were on something.
Fair enough.
So they were not in control of their faculties.
Yeah.
And I think it was a couple of weeks later, if I'm not mistaken, where they were on another set in Tasmania, I think. And it was a huge set, apparently, not my didn't you little one. And they got kicked out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that gives me a little bit confirmation that hopefully I wasn't just being a psycho or whatever.
No, you're... Yeah. I've had to fire quite a few people.
You don't.
Yeah, which is not fun, but...
No, I don't like that at all.
Those people that they're not even the ones I mentioned that were driving everybody insane.
Oh.
But, you know, actors are going off to needing their space to get ready for the scene, especially really emotional scenes. And this particular person just kept going up and asking them questions. So what are you working on next? And we were like, I put out a generic email to everybody so that I didn't mention names. I even said it as a speech, you know, when we first all get on set going, okay, this is a kind set, blah, 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 blah. We need to give the actor space because very dramatic scenes. Still didn't get the hint. So ended up having to fire them. And, you know, that happens. Not just one. I've had to fire at least five people for just misconduct. They're just not listening to the instructions. And they're upsetting everybody. So.
I wish I was going to, could say I would be that brave, but I mean, it's not just bravery. You have to do it because you're taking care of everybody. Yeah.
That's my job.
Yeah. But I feel like I'm such a chicken that I would kind of,
you'd be fine.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
I want to feel like I'm strong and I would be like, you know, all right, well, this isn't working. See you later. I probably will. But, inside I'd be like, I can't believe this. I can't believe I had to be the bad person because I feel like I've left a bad taste in that person's mouth forever. Yeah, and I'm just like, well, there's not going to be any possibility of, you know, having a positive impact in their life. I think that I've got this particular person I'm thinking about right now.
Right, right.
And I just feel really bad. I wish I was kind of more caring and nurturing. Whereas I think I even did the gaslighting thing to them. Oh. Not gaslighting. No, what's the other one? Ghosting. Gaslighting. Sorry, ghosting. I was just like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not picking up the call.
Well, I feel like, you know, I'm never mean when I fire people.
I don't
like,
know.
Like, I'm very kind. I'm like, I'm really sorry. It's just not working. I've had a lot of complaints and I'm in charge of everybody and I need the set to run smoothly and it's not running smoothly. I'm really sorry. You can't sugarcoat certain things and...
Yeah. So anyway, outside of that, that was a little bit of a talking about the negative side, and that does happen. But it's a small, small industry.
This is the thing.
I, unlike anyone else, I'm at the lowest level. Dude, why are you being mean?
Well, not only that, like, you don't know whether you're going to be in the top level and they haven't moved, and then they're going to go asking for a job from you, and you'd be like, you were mean to me. Like, come on, it's a small world. You have to be kind to everybody. This is what we're trying to say.
Mm-mm.
Be nice. Just be cooperative. Do your job.
Yeah.
It's any industry.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like I say to my son, if you're, like, he's an electrician now, just be nice to everybody because you don't know who's your boss. You don't know who's going to give you your next job. And it's not because you're going to get something back. It's just human decency. Just be kind to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
We need more kindness.
Yeah.
And so we say what we need and so we deliver. So we are the kindness, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so for me, you for sure. It's so, like, it's one of the most fun things in the world when you have a crew that you're working. I mean, you get tired. There is a lot of burdens. There's a lot of difficulty. It's not at all glamorous for me. But there's such a joy in doing, you know, something that you really enjoy. I've been in, I enjoy business. I enjoy finance. I've done all of that kind of stuff. And I enjoy it when we do something as a group and collaborate. That works really beautifully. It's the same in the film industry for me. But because there's so many heightened emotions, it can kind of go wayward as well. But if you have everybody kind of at least 70% on the same focus, you know, it works out really nicely and it just is really sad when it finishes.
Yeah, you have little families on film.
Yeah, yeah.
And you work together in a very intense environment.
Yeah.
And then it's over and then it could be a year in edit and then you have the premiere and you're like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Towards the end of working together, I'm like, oh, when is this going to end? I need a holiday. You know, you just want different. But then when it ends, you're just like, oh, I got so actually used really to getting up, going into there and talking with you and having a coffee together. Yeah, it's a beautiful industry.
Yeah.
But I want to keep talking about how we can make the Australian one unique. Mm. We can set new trends, set our own path. We don't need to be making silly, corny movies because a funding body has given us a certain amount of money and said, you have to have this, you have to have that, and ruin the integrity of the story. Mm. Let each creative come up with their own story and present it to an audience. If the audience like it, they do.
Mm.
If they don't, they don't. Move on. That's what I'm excited about. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, in a way, when you mentioned audience then, Like, I mean, there's always those crowdfunding things which are audience led, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The audience are the ones that decide what money they're going to put into different projects.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I know that there is one specifically for film, which I can't think of what it's called now. If I think of it, I'll let you know. But yeah, they're in a way what you're talking about of audience-led funding. But
yeah.
Do you get $1 million through those funding platforms? I'm not sure. Maybe you do. I crowdfunded my first film and I think I got $3,000 or something.
That's pretty good.
It was good. But it was all my friends and family and everything. And then the next time when we were trying to do one, they're all like, whoa, you're going to keep asking for money, you know? So.
Oh, okay. So hold on.
That's not the platform. I wouldn't go that way because it's too small a money now.
Too small money. Okay.
Yep.
So that was through crowdfunding.
That was through crowdfunding.
How much did you end up getting, you said?
Three or five. Yeah, I can't remember.
And how much effort or money did you put into it to get that?
Well, we all worked for free. This was through Coast on Screen.
Yeah.
One of the first films we ever did.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. Yeah, everyone worked for free. We had to pay for the location, which is what was part of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to pay for, I think, sound design and some props maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out. My brain is going a million different ways. I'm trying to figure out how much is a reasonable investment to try to get a $3,000 or $5,000 and so on and so forth.
Well, I think if you were then saying, okay, submit your project, they would have to tell you what the budget would be for the film. Or you work backwards and go, we are offering whatever your amount is. We're offering 20 films, $2,000 each to go towards whatever you want it to go towards, because we know that $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, maybe $10,000 would fund a short film.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't know what they're trying to do. Have they got a lot of special effects makeup? Have they got a helicopter? Have they got water scenes? What have they got? So I think in reverse for you, for your system, it would be easier for you to say, we are giving $2,000 grants to XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can use it how they want. Because it's never going to fund their whole film, but it will help them. That would definitely help them get on their way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I think $2,000 is a nice number.
Yeah.
Because it would at least pay for the editor if they didn't know how to edit, or it might pay for some equipment or anything.
True.
But people starting out, if you had some kind of deal with Red or Sony cameras or something that were willing to lend their cameras to people, but then they're going to want to know that the people using it aren't going to drop them on the lens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just gets more and more complicated every time you try and think of it, but you'll figure out a way.
Yeah, I'm going to start simple, as simple as possible, and see where we can go with that. Yeah. Now, Tina A. Wake, where can people find you? If they want to reach out to you.
They can email me at tinaawake11@gmail.com.
Say it again, but say it louder, close to the front.
I should say my email address. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Say different ways that I can reach out to you, Instagram or wherever.
I'm on Insta, which is my Love and Triangles, which is my feature film title.
Ooh.
And to be honest, I'm not very active on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's funny about being a filmmaker? You got to have all the hats. And the hat that I'm least excited about is promoting myself.
Oh.
And I don't use social media as much as I should. And that whole should, to me, if I say the word should, it means I don't want to, and I don't care. But yeah, reach out, say hi. Or I'm on Facebook, Tina Ann Wake. I've got blue hair in the picture. If you really want to, you can email me at tinaawake11@gmail.com. And I'll always try and help anyone at all who is interested in being film. I can lead you to certain websites or anything that might help you achieve what you're trying to achieve, no matter what role you're going for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for those people who are listening to this and not watching, because the way people watching, there'll be a the email address will be on the page, but it's tinaawake11
11@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Cool.
And you can look at tinaawake.com. I forgot I had that.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's got my music, TV, film, books on there.
Excellent.
And if you need a writer, give me a holler.
Yeah, great writer, great collaborator. Yeah. Well, thank you, my dear. I really appreciate you.
It's okay. You too, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. I hope you achieve your new avenue. That's excellent.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yep. So thank you, everybody, for watching/listening. Send me your thoughts, your ideas. Are you in the film industry? What are you struggling with? What are you achieving? What do you want to ask Tina? We might have her back to answer some questions. Thanks, hon.
Okay.
Bye.